Blog Talk Radio.
Into Empowerment Radio. Good morning. Happy 2018. We are at the third Monday here, the 15th, Martin Luther King's birthday, the man that had a dream. And he had a dream, and he accomplished great things. But you know what? Not only did he dream, he also did. So remember, we must dream as well as do. And Martin Luther King was a great man. Martin Luther King was a Republican for y'all. So just a heads up on that. So a little tidbit of history. Yeah, the Civil Rights Movement, I'll tell you this. Those folks went through a lot, and great people. They did great things, and they really gave us a lot of freedom for all and justice. But we're not going to go on a social justice discussion today. This is Carolyn Parisi, and hope everyone enjoyed a fabulous weekend here in the snowy Chicagoland area. Got something interesting for you today, and we will hit on our motivation manifesto at some point. But I've said this on the show before. Remember, dreaming is good. Martin Luther King had a dream. And here's something today. Only those who can see the invisible can do the impossible. So let's be the people that do the impossible. Let's have a dream, a big, compelling dream, and execute with excellence. Here are some secrets to success today. Remember, successful people are in control of their emotions and their will and their mind. And, you know, various problems can always affect our moods, but you must control your emotions, which will control your stress. You must control your thoughts, because thoughts are things. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. I didn't go into the whole let's create your ideal life. I didn't do the whole intro this morning because we've got so much to cover today. But, you know, control your dreams. When you think about things, and it's the duality of it's profound, because if you think about things that are positive, you will attract positive because you're sending positive vibrations out there. You start thinking and ruminating over the negative and oh my gosh, if this could happen and this could happen. I'm not saying don't live in reality, but create your own virtual reality. So there are some very important skills for success and for you to reach your potential and all your goals. So some of them are very good, and you need to go ahead and have a few of these things. And one of them is confidence. Confidence. Confidence is important. Confidence is what you exude. And confidence is built over time. And like if you think you can. Okay? Are you confident in yourself? Build that confidence. Work with other people that are confident. Determination. Determination. You must be determined. You must be determined. And then passion. Passion with a purpose. passion, determination, confidence, and optimism, a good attitude, a positive attitude, and patience. Patience. Controlling your emotions might not come quick enough, but it's going to come. It's going to come. And then your personal self-discipline. Self-discipline is so important, too. Being able to control your mind, your thoughts, your words, your emotions. Tap into self-discipline. And then having that passion for that dream. And passion is really a fuel. It's a fuel. And you have to love what you do. If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And just go for it with gusto and passion and purpose and individuality. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. And you have to know yourself. That's why we've done a lot of exercises in self-awareness, for you to go ahead and plug in to some of those desires, to know who you are, where you come from, what juices you, what gets you angry, okay? You can manifest. You can manifest. You can start creating opportunities in your life. Start living, okay? Start living. Start living effectively. Get that passion for life and start living effectively. Life is too short to just let days and weeks and months go by and you not being passionate and purposeful. And get rid of some of the negative stuff, you know? I mean, we all... You know, the news, oh my gosh, there's never anything good on the news anymore. It seems very negative. So hopefully everybody is doing their weight loss program. I did kind of, you know, had some fun things, went out for a couple dinners this weekend, and didn't go bonzo crazy. You know, I'm not worried so much. It's still January. It's cold. But I, for the most part, you know, if you could do the 80-20 rule, I like to say the 90-10, where 90% of the time you're spot on with your nutritional commitments, eating the nice veggies, you know, lean, green, clean, organic chicken and nice fish, you know, vegetables, zucchini, broccoli, cauliflower, all that good stuff. You do the good stuff 90% of the time and 10% you have a nice dessert and you really enjoy it and it's luscious, go for it. Went to Olive Garden and they have this luscious salmon with zucchini with a little Parmesan. Fabulous, just fabulous. Healthy. But yeah, I had a couple of the kids' cheese sticks and then they had these, you know, kind of fried zucchini bites. It was fabulous. It was wonderful. So that's our nutritional piece. You know, hopefully you kept moving. You know, get a Fitbit if you don't have one. You can get them really cheap. Really cheap. Are you starting your day with gratitude? Every morning, gratitude. You're planning out your day ahead of time. So, you know, you can achieve anything. Track your progress frequently. Setting up your calendar. Know where you're at. You know, scientists in the Journal of Psychological Bulletin analyzed data from studies of nearly 20,000 people, and they found that successful goal setters constantly kept an eye on their progress and publicized their results at each checkpoint. The authors say these strategies increase your sense of accountability and make it more likely you'll feel motivated to hit your target. So some good, nice positive suggestions for the day. Be confident in yourself, but you can build your confidence over time, little steps at a time. And as I said, we've been doing this motivation manifesto. So let's review real quick. And we shall meet our life with full presence and power. We shall defeat our demons We shall reclaim our own agenda. We shall advance with abandon. We shall practice joy and gratitude. We shall not break our integrity. We shall amplify love. We shall inspire greatness. We shall slow time. And those are some of the important things. So, let us awaken now and realize that there is greater vibrancy, joy, and freedom available to each of us. There is more feeling, there is more power, there is more love and abundance. By gaining access, rest on our shoulders, for only two things can change our lives. Either something new comes into our lives, or something new comes from within. Let us not hope for mere chance to change our story. Let us summon the courage to change it ourselves. Some will stand in our way. We mustn't hide or minimize ourselves any longer. Let us believe faithfully that our dreams are worth any struggle, and it is our time to free ourselves and rise to glory. Believing faithfully that our dreams are worth any struggle, and that our time, it is our time, it's time. Our time to free ourselves and rise from glory. Believe in your dreams. Believe in your dreams. Yes, it may seem impossible. It may seem hard. But remember, only those that can see the invisible and dream and press in and press on, only those that can see their dreams and see the impossible, see the invisible, can do the impossible. Remember, impossible, I am possible. There is no such thing as impossible. We, therefore, as free women and men of courage, remember this is from the Motivation Manifesto, the Declaration of Personal Power, we, therefore, as free women and men of courage and conscience, appealing to our Creator for the strength to live our intentions, doing the same name of our destiny, solemnly publish and declare that our lives are and right of ought to be free and independent. Yes, it is freedom. Personal responsibility is freedom. Back to the book. We declare that we are absolved from allegiance to those who oppress or hurt us. I have a dream. Yes, yes. Totally fits with Dr. Martin Luther King. I have a dream. Dream from the escape of oppressors. We have our own personal oppressors. Back to the book. We declare that we are absolved from allegiance to those who oppress or hurt us, and that all social connections between us and them are and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent persons, we shall have full power to exert our true strength, live our dreams, find peace, create wealth, love openly those who have our hearts, contribute without fear, strive for personal greatness, serve the common good, and do all other acts and things that independent and motivated persons have the right to do, and for the support of this declaration, with firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. I have a dream. I have a dream that we can all create our ideal lives. Remember, thoughts are things. We become about most of the time. We can be, do, have, whatever our heart desires. Yes, we can create our ideal lives. Yes, you can. You have a fabulous day because it's time for you to create your ideal life. It is time to go from transformation to transformation to freedom. Peace, love, freedom and empowerment. Love you. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Go enjoy the rest of your day. Tune in. Turn on to us all the time. God bless. Have a great day. And peace of mind.